Regarding the laws of Shabbos, as we have discussed already the Melah v'Malka, we now discuss a little bit about some of the Melachos themselves. In the Shulchan Aruch, we do not actually find the specific order of all 39 Avos Melachos, and therefore what we're going to do is we're going to learn a little bit of a Sefer called Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, and then when it comes to the various Halachos that are found in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll go back to them. There are 39 Avos Melachos. We know that there are Avos and there are also Toldos, which means fathers as well as offsprings, offshoots, or children. And the reason why they're called Avos is because it's referring to, it's actually a Machlokas, whether it refers to how the Mishkan was constructed, in which whatever was necessary to build a Mishkan, based on the juxtaposition in Parshas Vayakil, which mentions keeping Shabbos, those things were not allowed to be done. The construction, anything which was built for the Mishkan was not allowed to be done on Shabbos. And therefore, that's how we learn all those equal 39. Those are the Avos Melachos. There are some subcategories which are called Toldos, which are comparable to the Avos, but they're not directly things that were necessary in the construction of the Mishkan. Some people learn that it has to do with the Avoda of the Mishkan. And the beginning discusses the Seder HaPas, the way in which bread is made. And therefore, the very first of the 39 Melachos is the Melacha of Zareya, which is sowing or planting. So it says as follows in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. It says, Melachos HaZareya hi harishoyne shalamates Melachos. This is the very first of the 39, is one is now to sow or plant. It says, V'avshe harisha koydemes la b'melachos asada. The truth is, if we're thinking about how one goes about making bread, the first thing you do is not plant your field, but you have to first plow it. So you would think that Harisha should not be the second of the 39, but rather should be number one. So why do we say that Zareya is the first of the Lamates Melachos? So Mikol Machom, nonetheless, Mayna HaMishnah Zareya Kaidim. The reason why the Mishnah mentions planting first, Shpa'amim Srichim Lichresh Gam Achar Hazriya. Even though you may plow, then you'll plant, and then sometimes after you planted, you'll turn over the soil again so that the seeds will be able to be better implanted into the ground. And therefore, Zareya really takes place, and then afterwards is a later Harisha, therefore the plowing is mentioned second. So what exactly does it entail? After all, most of us don't have farms, we're not working in the fields, so how does this Melacha pertain to Shabbos observance? So he says as follows. He says, Ta'alchos Hazriya Yasmicha. The whole purpose of why one is putting seeds in the ground is ultimately so things will flourish, so things will grow. Alkein Lobel Vad She'etzem Hazriya Sura. It's not only referring to planting that's prohibited. Ilagam Laso Shum Pu'ula Shemesayas Es Hasmicha Gam Kein Aser. Anything which helps the process of the things that you plant for it to continue to flourish, that's also forbidden. So anything that you will do, he's going to give a list of some things that fall into this category of sowing or planting. It doesn't mean necessarily taking a seed and putting it to the ground, but anything which enhances the process of having those seeds grow. So what are some things that are included in this? He says, Nechlolim kan netiya harchava havracha nichush Zimor, and he says, Vachul, etc. So some of the things that are included in this is planting, grafting, layering, hoeing, as well as pruning. All these different fall into the category of Zareya planting. Shekulam Messiah Megidol Hasmechem Es Ha'ilanois. Because doing all these things, you're enhancing the growth of these trees. Yesh Mehen She'asurish Meshum Av Atzmo. Some fall under the category of the Av itself, that it's considered to be Zareya, literally. The Yesh Mehem Mishum Tolda. Some is considered like an offshoot of this Av Melacha, and it's called a Tolda. But nonetheless, it's still a violation of Shabbos. Kamo Kol Melachos Gam B'Zareya Sirichu Mizahir B'Psik Reisha. He says that even if, let's say, you don't have the intention to do a Melacha, but if it's a Psik Reisha, then you're not allowed to do it anyway. A Psik Reisha is defined, which is actually question, psik reisha vo yamos, which is a question which is rhetorical, that if you cut off the head of a bird, And it says, let's say, for example, you have some other benefit for the head of this bird. It's not to kill the bird. You want to use it for something else. Vo'yomos, is it not going to die? Of course it will. So that expression of psik ratio, we apply that even if you don't have the intention to do the malacha, nonetheless, you're not allowed to do it if what you're doing is 100% going to happen, that you're definitely going to have violated and gone through the motions. And he gives the example of psik ratio is a person would take a very heavy bench outside, and even though you just want to move it from point A to point B, but by pulling it, you're going to be dragging it, you're going to end up making an indentation to the ground, and therefore that's a form of like plowing right into the ground. And therefore, you didn't really want to do that, that's called psikration. You're not allowed to, even though you don't have the intention. So he says that one has to be also concerned, even if you don't have the intention to plant, still if 100% by doing something will cause the process will of this there'll be growth, you're not allowed to do it. And this is Al-Kain, therefore usar lizrak zroyim bimokum shechon l'smoyach. Let's say you have seeds, you're eating some fruit on Shabbos and you have some leftover seeds and throwing them into an area in which there's a possibility that they could potentially grow. I feel im in mechavanim l'kach, you don't really want to grow a tree, you just want to get rid of the seeds. But it could be a psik resha. He says, kigon, kishoichem peros begina. Let's say you're eating fruits and you're in a garden. B'machem shechon l'smoach semechem, in a place where things grow. Shesrichem lehizahir m'lahashlich gam giryoni peros. You have to be concerned about throwing away the pits or seeds which are found in fruits. Obviously, that doesn't mean if you would throw it onto a sidewalk or an area which you know it's not going to grow, then it's not an issue because it's no longer psik resha. It's not definitely, it's not 100% that it will cause growth. Kivan sha'asu l'asaya shum gidol. Therefore, he says, since you're not allowed to do anything to enhance the growth, asu l'hachav makam davar hatzaymech im b'makam hachadash yati l'gidol. He said, you cannot move, but as we're going to see in a second, a perforated plant, which is a hole on the bottom of a pot, in a place where there was not much growth, to an area in which it will be able to get some nutrients from the ground. So you're not allowed to do it, right? Al-Kain, therefore, he says, also taltil otzitz memakom memakom. From one place to the next, you cannot take such a perforated pot. Im b'makom hasheni yigdal sham yoser tov. If by moving this plant, it'll end up growing better. He says, not only from underneath, but kagon im haya omid bifnim. Let's say you have a plant that's inside, and because it's inside, it's not getting a lot of sun. And the hoitziyah l'chutz, by taking that plant and just taking it outside, l'taltim amakam seil amakam zrichas chama, where the sun is shining, then imze messiah hagidol, if that sunlight will cause the growth of that tree, the chen kol kiyotz mezeh, anything similar to it, you're not allowed to do. So even though all you're doing is moving a plant from one point to the next, the reality is by doing that, you're going to cause that tree to grow. That's also considered as though you have sown. Last line, avol liftayach viloim. But let's say you want to open up a door, or a window, or something, window shade. Afil im yagia el otzitz oimid sham or acham mutar. Even though by opening up this shade, some sunlight's going to come into your house, and there's a chance that that sunlight will enhance the growth of your tree, you're allowed to do that. Bilvachli schavin bepsichasa shetizrach lavacham, provided that you don't have the intention that why am I opening up this window shade is in order for my tree to grow. And therefore, in the event that a person would just open up a shade, that's something which will be permissible.